This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Left the station. Put your tray tables up. Prepare for takeoff. We've already taken off. Yes, we've pulled this. We've started this bad boy up. Sixth year. We've pulled away from the curb. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along each and every week, folks. And welcome to the third hour into the Greasy Garage Studio. Broadcasting in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. I'm sure glad you joined us, joined me live, and all the great people that help put Auto World on. And that gets right down to the electronics also. We got to have electronics and the power on. If the power's not on, well, that's kind of like a problemo, kind of like what maybe you might have in your car, your truck. Hopefully not, though. If you got a those lights are on your dash, the ABS light, the washer bottle's even low, and you're saying to yourself, well, Mark, I've already put washer fluid in there, and the light will not go away. Well, do you need a new sensor? Or is the bottle cracked and it's low again? See, the most simplest little things like that. I'm an ASE, Certified Technician, Master Mechanic, with ASE, stands for Automotive Service Excellence, test that we have to do, of course. And that is all part of who I am. I've been in the radio business for, gosh, since like 94, behind the microphone, bringing my talent of what I've learned with my hands and my eyes and my ears and my nose and, you know, the touching with my fingers and the smells and all that to the airwaves to help you fix your automobiles. Owned and operated and still do my own shop. I've been through the ups, the downs, the sideways. I mean, I'm talking about a full bowling alley full of pins, you know, standing up and also crashing down, good or bad. And that's how you learn. Sometimes you want to welcome maybe a mistake, because if you welcome a mistake, that's how you learn and you get better. You get stronger, you get better, and that is all for you. Our customers, our listeners, you're the star of the show here at Auto World. I want to welcome you in again to it. To the Greasy Garage Studio. It's a pleasure to have you sitting in your favorite chair, no mask needed, because you're at your house comfortably sitting there. Maybe one of our stations that take Auto World, our affiliates, that we have radio stations that take Auto World delayed times. And during the different times of the day, of course, maybe lunchtime. You may be eating lunch there or listening. I do welcome you aboard. Appreciate that. Doesn't matter what time you're listening. And with that said, you can always Google, folks. You can, if you want to go back and listen to something that I might have shared with you a week ago, 2 weeks ago, maybe even literally, yes, over 2 years ago when I was on air with Bob Long, the founder of Auto World. Again, with that, I'm praying for Bob. He started Auto World back when I started my original show, Auto Talk. And way back when, and we became friends, and his health's not doing very well, and his family asked me to carry the show on, and I'm very honored and proud to do that. And I'm going to be doing that, and I'm very proud to do that, meaning that he's like a brother to me, period. We became friends in the goods and the bads, and, you know, hearing the goods and the bads out of both of our lives. And we're going to carry it on. And with that said, I'm here for you. Auto World is an interactive, informative, of course, all things automotive. Sometimes we talk about almost like a garden show. Why? Because you might have horrible, or put it blunt, crappy floor mats. And if you got crappy floor mats, then you're going to find out that in the wintertime, in the rain, the slush, the sleet, and everything, you bring them in with your shoes, and all of a sudden you got a garden growing because you never did to pull the floor mat out, and you got all that dirt and mud on your floor mat, and then you bring in the seeds, and there you go. See, we're all of a sudden talking like a garden show. No, we're not going to do that. Well, here on the third hour, we're going to get right down to the nuts and the bolts that hold a car on, period. With that question, I shot that to you the second hour, the first hour. How many pieces do you believe and do you feel that are in your vehicle? Write them down. send them to me through email or our phone number. Our email, first and foremost, you're the star. I want to hear from you. How many pieces you believe are in your vehicle? 10,000, 20,000, 30, 400,000, like we had Roger Guess on the second hour? 855-660-4261, or, of course, my email, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Auto World Podcast, you can go back, again, Google Auto World Podcast. You can find me on Facebook, Mark Evans, and or Auto World Radio on Facebook. You'll enjoy some of the old car ads we have there on Auto World Radio. Definitely go there and take a look. And for sure, and then we're also going to find out how many pieces are in your car. I'm going to let the Reese's pieces out of the box. I'm going to let you know how many pieces roughly are pretty close to it, or how many pieces you believe are in your car. Write it down and send it to us here on email or call in, and I'm going to let you know the number. And then, but think about how many, I don't include the engine, transmission, all that, but think about how many people are involved with those pieces. And then, here, the third hour. Oh, yeah, I clear my voice, because how many hours does it take to build that vehicle? And with the assembly line came to us from Henry Ford, of course, and from that point on, it changed the whole entire automotive industry, for sure. And with that, we're going to get to what happened on this week in automotive history, and stay tuned for the longest surviving car of all time here on the third hour. Of course, always taking your email, and I want to go right now. I want to go into the email bag because it's time to get in there. And what I do with your emails, I am going to print them out. Of course, they come in through the internet. I'm going to print them out, put them in my email bag here to the left of me. I print them out. I don't share. I don't read. I don't say nobody. It's locked up in a vault through the week here at the Auto World Greasy Garage Studio. Now I'm pulling it out, and I'm going to dig in there right now. Just find a good one. There's one. Okay. And I send a gift to each and every one of you that send me an email, absolutely, to keep your car clean. Okay, this email. Oh, yeah, okay. So with that, I'm looking right now. And if you don't want me to read it live on the air, that's okay. No problem. Just say, don't read it live on the air. If you do, say, hey, go for it. So this one says, go for it. Mark, this is a noise question for you. I drive a minivan every day and from work. Excuse me, let's back the bus up here. Beep, beep, beep. This is a noise question for you. I drive a minivan every day to work. I need a brake job done, finally, because of all the miles on the van, 135,000 miles, and my mechanic said it was time because of the miles. So I had them do a full brake service, front and back. Now I'm noticing only in the morning I have a dry growl or grinding noise in the rear of the van. Hopefully it doesn't have a animal or a cougar in there making the noise. When I touch the brake pedal, it goes away. The shop did a reinspection and found nothing wrong. What should I do now, in your opinion, with this noise? Thank you, Mitch, from Wheaton, Illinois. Woo! It's time for a shout-out. Woo! Yeah! Shout-out to our station, our affiliate, WRMN 1410 AM, Wheaton, Elgin, Aurora, Arlington Heights, Illinois. Good to have each and every one of you along. Thanks for joining us, and, of course, all the towns in between. Hey, I'm going to do a little shout-out real quick, Mitch, before we get to a thank Illinois. I got a shout out here real quick because Mark, the program director of WRMN 1410 AM, has actually got a hold of me and asked me if he could interview me in the morning on his show. So you folks there in the Illinois area, Wheaton, Elgin, Aurora, Chicago, Illinois, all that, we're gonna set up a time, and I'll be there live on your station, WRMN 1410 AM, in the morning some morning. And I don't know what he's going to ask me, but we're going to have a lot of fun. Now, let's get back to that noise, that growl sound. It's a mad minivan. Mitch has got a mad minivan. Mitch, here's what's going on. We've got a whole bunch of different types of products out there in brake shoes. You said the noise is in the rear of that growling minivan. This product, we're going to take a little short break and pull this bad boy over to the curb and check our brakes out. When we come back, Mitch, we're going to fix your brakes. Good to have you along, each and every one of you. This is Auto World on the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you're doing is a yakety yak. And you ain't looking where you're at.
Go on, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Got to put up the open sign. Now we're open. Good to have you along. We're here at the Greasy Garage Studio, and the open sign's been flipped. It's a not a neon sign. No, it's a full blast. That's why I got to have the air impact gun to put it up on the window here. Hopefully one day I won't break the glass anyway. Hey, good to have you along. I'm glad you climbed into the cockpit with me here. We opened the driver's door and you opened the passenger door and climbed right in. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. What is Auto World, you ask? Well, we do a lot of good things here for you, and you're the star of the show, literally. Each and every week, I climb out of the greasy garage, and I climb into the greasy garage studio with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other to help you at 855-660-4261 and or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay, let's get to this. I forgot we didn't get this answered. What does this stand for? FRS, Frank, Roger, Sam, FRS. Who made that? It's all Auto World now. Remember, Auto World is an interactive, informative, all things automotive. So you got to think about when I say what, it's a stand for FRS. It's under the Toyota branding. Well, this stands for this. FRS. I can't wait for you to even email me. I got to tell you, I'm excited. This is quite a unique little car. F stands for front engine, R stands for rear-wheel drive, and the S stands for sport. Yes, the front engine, rear-wheel drive, sport, Toyota Scion, the FRS. It's a four-cylinder Boxster engine. It's about 200 horsepower, 0 to 60, under 7 seconds. Woo! Well, guess what? No, you can't get it anymore. That was a 2016 year, make and model and all that. No longer. But Toyota's thinking about bringing it back, giving it a new name, the Toyota 86. Now, I have no idea why they would call it the Toyota 86. We're going to find out later if they do bring it back. You never know. You just never know what's going to happen with each and every one of these brands. Absolutely. And with that said, when it comes to trivia, I like to do trivia and bring you back to the yesteryears of the days. And here's a little trivia about the DeSoto. Remember the Dodge, the Chrysler DeSoto? Well, in 1960, DeSoto automobiles will no longer be manufactured as one of the cars offered by Chrysler Corporation. The announcement discontinues a line of cars Chrysler had made since 1928. So in 1960, they said bye-bye to the DeSoto, and that causes what to happen? It causes the price to go up if you find them today, folks. Oh, yeah. We had a emailer here the first or second hour was talking about the new game we have here at Auto World, and her first car was a 2001 Pontiac Grand Am. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. That's not going to be a collector's car, period. It was a commuter-type car. Yeah, they were great cars, but it's not a collector car. So if you're finding out there to find a DeSoto, well, they stopped making the thing in 1960, causing the price to go up. Well, that said, it's now time. You've been waiting and wondering. I mentioned this earlier, and let's get to it. The longest surviving cars of all time. We're going down the list. We're starting at the bottom. We're going to go up. Number 10. Now, we will get to number 1, period. But the longest surviving cars of all time. Number 10, the Toyota, talking about Toyota, Toyota Corolla, launched in 1966. It's 50 years old today, folks. Yep, the Corolla, far from most popular in terms of sales, but we're surprising that 43 million examples were sold. 43 million! Wowza! Examples were sold. That car is still called the Corolla, of course. When Volkswagen replaced the Beetle, they called it the Golf. Of course, the Rabbit was in the United States. The Ford Escort became the focus. But today, Toyota has never needed to refresh the car's name to refresh the interest. That's number 10. Number 9. The Ford Mustang launched in 1964 and a half. Well, that's quite a few years old, too, isn't it? The original pony car is the fastest-selling car in the United States history. And many years around. That was number 9. Number 8, the Porsche 911 launched in 1963. The 911 is not a supercar, chiefly because it's reliable, but it's also because it definitely seats 4. Yes, and it also has a genuine trunk space for the daily driver. As you know, if you own one, you can daily drive those. Work on quite a few of the Porsche Boxsters. We won't go there. Number 7. Of the list of the longest surviving cars of all times. Number 7, this will surprise you, the Mini. Huh? Yeah, the Mini Cooper. Launched back in 1959, the original Mini went without a Well, a facelift for its first 40 years, but then they started arguing about the look of it and everything, and they changed it just a little bit. But it's true that the little car was a revolution in terms of design, packaging, and technology, and that to this day, it is still the blueprint for building a city car. But if BMW hadn't bought the marquee at the start of the back in the day, let me just put it that way, there's a lot of history behind back in the day, the Mini would not, there would be no more Minis, and the Mini is still around. The Countryman four-door, you know what I'm talking about. Number six on the list, Mercedes SL, launched in 1954. Yes, the launched initially as the 190 SL Roadster and the 300 SL Coupe with gull-wing doors. The SL started life by creating the ideal of a supercar, but quickly settled down to become an open-top tourer car that you can tour around in, but that hasn't stopped the Mercedes from fitting it with supercharged V8 and a V12 engine in recent years. Oh, yeah. V12, what's that mean? 12 pistons. It's number six. Number five going down the list of the longest surviving cars of all time. Number five is the Chevrolet Corvette, launched in 1953. Oh, you guys, all of you, each and every one of you know about the Corvette. I don't need to even talk about the Corvette. It's now, though, a supercar. What makes it a supercar? The Corvette, of course, launched back in 1953, had the engine in the front. It was a rear-wheel drive car, rear-wheel drive car. Today, it still is a rear-wheel drive car, but guess what? The engine's behind you. That's what makes it a supercar. Oh, the engine's closer to me. That's what I'm talking about. It's not out in front of my feet. It's behind my head now. Supercar Corvette. Number four on the list. Oh, a Toyota. We're back to Toyota, the number four. Longest surviving cars of all time. Toyota Land Cruiser, launched in 1951. Toyota's oldest car is actually an SUV, and one that over its lifetime has slowly traded. Well, they traded some looks, of course, for off-road and luxury. They had to mix it two together without diluting its all-terrain capabilities. The Toyota Land Cruiser, boy, those things were big and heavy, weren't they, back in the day? And they, of course, they kept that heaviness and stuff to the newer ones of today. Number three of the longest, what? The longest surviving cars of all time, Mark. That's right. Number three, the Ford F-Series pickup, launched in 1948. It's one of the fastest and most wanted vehicles on the planet. When we come back, we're going to get to number two and number one of the longest surviving cars. And I'm going to take your emails and read them out loud and share with everybody else right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators have officially named a suspect in the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville. U.S. Attorney Don Cochran said Sunday that they believe the blast was a suicide bombing by 63-year-old Anthony Q. Warner. He went on to say that the human remains found at the scene were matched to Warner through DNA testing. Cochran did not comment on a possible motive for the bombing, but said authorities are still investigating and are looking for anyone who may have interacted with Warner. To the east of Nashville, police in Lebanon investigated a box truck that was playing a similar message to the one the RV in Nashville played before exploding. Police received a call about the truck Sunday morning, which was parked at a convenience store. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies stopped the truck and detained the driver, closing a highway while the truck was investigated. No explosives were found in the truck, and the driver is currently being questioned. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey,
with the car like they are. Oh, the grease gun fill, the hubcap fill. Oh, be in love with your car. With that said, let's get back to that, well, the news. I want to get to that news about what and who, why, what car manufacturer, what model was the longest surviving car of all time. Here on Auto World, I'm Mark Evans, your host. Number 10 was the Toyota Corolla. Number 9, Ford Mustang. Number 8 was the Porsche 911. Number 7, the Mini Cooper, launched in 1959. Number 6, the Mercedes SL. Number 5, the Chevy Corvette. Number 4, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Number 3, the Ford F-Series, of course, launched in 1948. Oh, my goodness, the American way of life since the Ford Model T. The F-150 is an iconic, of course, brand and also a model and make. The latest generations as of technology, they have it all today. One of the creature features they have is, well, a fantastic sound system. Love it. 10-speed gearboxes now. The diesel engines to the V6s, the V8s. Oh, yeah. Number 2 of the longest surviving car of all time. Vehicle of all time. The Morgan 4-4. What? Never heard of it, have you? Well, The Morgan has been building vehicles since 1909 and took the company to UK 27 years to move from three-wheelers to four-wheelers, folks. Car production, of course, and four wheels, that's why that 4-4 is there. The first model, the 4-4, debuted in 1936, and apart from the outbreak of war, it was remained the production ever since, only ever receiving one exterior styling update in 1955. The number one spot, though, the number one spot, and you might even own one, you probably do, or your neighbor has one, there's that many of them out there, on the road, in the driveways, in the garages, and maybe even in the greasy garage. The number one position goes to, for the longest surviving car of all time, the Chevy Suburban, launched back in 1933. The automobile may have been born in Europe, but the oldest car nameplate still in production is American. Did I just say American? Yes. American. Chevy Suburban. First went on sale in 1933 as a commercial vehicle. Today, it's a beast of an SUV, of course, with eight seats and a V8 engine. My daughter has one. They love it. They love it. I had two or three of them in my lifetime, raising the kids, raising the family. That's why I just mentioned that more than likely, you, your neighbor, everyone, probably, that you know, somebody you know has a Chevy Suburban. How do you like it? Of course, then they had the Chevy Tahoe. And the Tahoe's a little bit shorter. Got friends that have the Tahoe. As we get older in life, we don't need the third seat, so we shorten it up, you know, and squeeze it a little bit more. Come to find out that, you know, it's... You still love it. So there you are, the longest surviving cars of all time. Good to share that with you. Now let's get back to the how many Reese's Pieces are in your vehicle. No, not those orange and brown chocolate candies that are awesome. Those are probably underneath the driver's seat. But how many pieces do you believe are in your car? How many parts and pieces, huh? We had a guess of 400,000, and I want to answer that. I just want to get to it because I want to get back and do a salute to the people. Because I also asked you, our listeners, our great listeners, and all our affiliates throughout the world, the United States, etc., how many pieces do you believe are in your vehicle? And I had the gentleman here just answer, and he's, my goodness, he's right there. He's a winner, chicken dinner. Yes, and no, I'm not going to give you a chicken dinner. I'm going to give you a hubcap with the chicken in it. Lots of lug nuts, and I'll baste it with some engine oil. No, I won't do that. I got some great stuff to clean those hubcaps on your car if you still have a car with hubcaps. And this gentleman, Mike, he answers 30,000 pieces in a car. Well, you're absolutely right. I do appreciate you. Let me know where you're listening from. And again, I do appreciate that, so I love doing shout-outs. But you're right, there's 30,000 roughly parts in your automobile, folks, in that Chevy Suburban if you're driving it. Give or take, maybe, you know, a few thousand, but 30,000's, well, that's a good round number. No, I didn't make that up. That's what they guesstimate. Now, with that said, how many pieces do you, I mean, the great people behind it, the engineers, the inventors, the hundreds of suppliers, the manufacturers, the people had to think about the part, had to get approval to make the part. If you're listening back east and you're working at General Motors, Ford plant, of course, a Hyundai plant, Kia plant, wherever. You might be working in a plant in the Alabama area or wherever you might be in Kansas City. And again, there's a lot of great you folks. A salute goes out to each and every one of you. And they're guesstimating that there's probably five people per part. What? Five of you, roughly. Times that by 30,000. Is that? Am I doing my math right here? I'm going to ask the gentleman in the first row. Could you have a calculator on you? Good. How many? What's the number on that? He says it's 150,000 people per car.
Oh, whoa.
Hey, thank you. Each and every one of you put these fine automobiles together. That's what it's all about. Now, with that, also, we're going to take a short break. After this next break, I'm going to share with you how many hours do you believe it takes to build that automobile? Oh, yeah, you never know. Oh, yeah. Well, let's get down to the hours. There's a lot of hours invested behind those five people.
And it changes, of course, from here, from back in the yesteryears, because the robots. Now, yeah, I know, you're all frowning because there's robots help building these cars. Yeah, spot welding robots, spot welding stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of robots. I've been in a couple of the automobile plants, and yes, I do see robots, and I see the turntables with the bodies on them. But somebody's got to run the computers, to make that robot work. Yeah, I believe so. Somebody had to engineer and build that robot. See, there's still people, still all of us are still behind what makes these cars happen and work correctly. Talking about manufacturers and power plants, here's a little trivia for you. Not too long ago, 1993, a new power plant owned by Texaco in California, well, they use old automobile tires, folks, as fuel. What? Yes, the plant uses a form of energy production called gasification. Big word, gasification, which turns solid fuel / tires into a gas. There you go. There you are again, scratching your head. Trying to figure out where your old tires went when you went over to the tire store and had your winter tires put on and threw away the other ones that were, you know, bald as a bat. Another reminder quick, I want to make sure that each and every one of you get some winter tires. I want to make sure that you can stop, okay? That's the whole key is stopping. You got to stop, folks. You do. You can get going sooner or later. Somebody's going to push you to get you going. But you're going to have to stop. And if you don't stop, you're going to slide into me and hit me, and that's not going to be a pretty thing. Oh, when we come back, what happened on this week in automotive history? Right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. More popcorn coming my way. Woo!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Were working. I'm glad we put curb feelers on this bad boy, Auto World. I pulled over to the curb here to take a little short break, and I heard the curb feelers going, pull it away, pull it away. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's always a treat, folks, to I want to shout out to you. Thank you for being here for me and for Auto World, all the people behind Auto World each and every week. Big thank you. I'd give you a hug if you were here. I really would. I'd have a mask on, goggles on, and all that so no one gets sick and everybody'd stay healthy because I want you back here for next week. I need you. I need you back here for next week. You're the folks that make this happen. Literally. I know that you might not think so, but you are. You're each and every one of you are the folks that make the radio stations in your area happy. And by that, I mean keeping them alive, shaking their radio waves on all of us. That's what I call secret sauce right there. It's kind of like you putting premium in the fuel tank in your car. You might not think your engine's thanking you, but it does thank you when you put the go pedal down and you're going up that hill. And it's thanking you going down the freeway at 85 miles an hour back east as flat as a pancake. I know, I was born in Peoria, Illinois. Lived there. It's flat. But you do have rolling hills. And that engine does work when it's even on the flat ground. It's got to keep working. So when you're listening to the each and every radio station, our affiliates, and listening to me, and you hear some of our sponsors out there with their secret sauce, thank you for supporting them. I really do want to thank you. We're going into a new year, and that new year is going to bring us all a lot of happy things, and we're all going to wave back to the old year and say goodbye, aren't we? Absolutely. I know I will. I can't hardly wait to see some of the new things that's coming out with cars. I'll be sharing it with you. The aspect of what kind of horsepower, what kind of torque, what kind of comfort features, creature features are they going to give us? Like I mentioned here, I think, on the first hour of Auto World about Mercedes-Benz with the app. The cell phones are coming into the, more so, into the cars each and every year. And we're the winners. All of us are the winners. The car manufacturers, One car manufacturer might put something on a truck or that car for each and every one of us. And what happens is their competition finds out, and the competition says, oh, you think you're better than us, huh? Really? Well, then they raise the bar one more notch. Who's the winner? We are. Aren't we lucky? We really are. I mean, thank you, each and every one of you, that make it happen. Absolutely. Hello? What? Somebody's at the door again. Dang it, I'm on the air. Come on in. Delivering David. Delivering David showed up. Ooh, you never know when Delivering David's going to show up. And I tell him to get out there and find some good stuff. And Delivering David, you don't have to knock. Just come in next time, okay? Now get out of the studio. Leave my popcorn alone. Anyway, thank you. Great having you here, Delivering David. I appreciate it. What'd you bring us? He never does one. You want to get behind the mic? No? Okay. Oh, well, good news. Delivering David, you did good. Chrysler Pacifica claims the Car Buzz 2020 Family Fun Award. Ooh, say that three times in a row. Okay. Chrysler Pacifica claims the Car Buzz 2020 Family Fun Award. Awesome. Woo, Chrysler. I love Chrysler. That word just rolls right off the tip of my tongue. The 2021 Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid and All-Wheel Drive Options cited for the win. The 2021 Chrysler Pacifica brings the fun with features including class-exclusive U-Connect Theater with 13 built-in games and new 5x faster U-Connect 5 system for the kids. Yeah, you know, but really, truthfully, some of us, if you have that Pacifica, you know what I'm talking about. It's a living room. Now with the 13 built-in games, a new 5x faster U-Connect inside, you can live in that Pacifica. You can listen to me each and every week if you'd like in that bad boy. Well, they win the award. Yes, it just happened actually right before Christmas out of Auburns, Michigan. The new 2021 Chrysler Pacifica is the best when it comes to the entertainment and entertaining the whole entire family. Yes, and that's according to Car Buzz, and that these people, that's all they do, folks. That's all they do is study you, families. The Automotive Industry website has named the 2021 Chrysler Pacifica the winner of the Car Buzz Family Fun Award. And the award marks 140 honors and industrial accolades for the Pacifica. Pacifica, we rented one time, and I was happy with it. That's the reason why we rented it, to tell you the truth. Just to find out what's underneath the hood with the go pedal. Oh, yeah. My wife, she wanted to see all these features that this thing has. It has a lot of them. And they win the award, Ultra Luxury. Oh, the model, the refreshing style that the Pacifica has. Have you ever had? And they have the hybrid model out now, too. So you can do electric and you can do a little gas, mix it together there, you know. Also, the 2021 Dodge Durango joined the Pacifica as two of the three finalists for the 2020 Car Buzz Family Fun Award. The Dodge Durango, the ultimate no-compromise SUV and charger of the three-row SUV segment, raises the bar for 2021, folks, with the new aggressive exterior style, new interior, with Challenger-inspired driver, cockpit, 5x faster, U-Connect, of course, also. Oh, they're doing it again. They're going to go ahead and put this in the Citadel, the XXT, the GT, the SRT, and the RT 392. Oh, yeah, it's got a lot of horsepower. How much horsepower, you ask? Well, they're going to put the 392 in the Dodge Durango SRT, and they're going to call it the SRT Hellcat Durango 710. That's a good round number of horsepower. 710 in a family vehicle? I remember the days when my dad had I grew up with Chrysler products. Yes, the 68 Plymouth Fury 3. It was a Plymouth, but it's under the Chrysler logo. God, I remember those days. The four-door, my brother, he's older than I am, of course. He decided to go out and see what a neutral drop would do in that Plymouth Fury. Snuck it out of the garage. He says, come on. So I said, what are you doing? Okay. And I said, snuck it out. And he had his license. I did not. He climbed in the cockpit of that thing. And what'd he do? He drove it over to his friend's house. And I don't know how mom and dad weren't home working. And he snuck it right out of there. He was old enough to drive. He had a driver's license and all. But you know what a neutral drop is? Oh, yeah, that neutral drop. You put her in N for neutral. Rev it up. Push the go pedal. And then he dropped her down into drive. that might be the reason why I might be a technician and a mechanic, because I could see the damage that he was doing to that poor automobile. It bothered me, and it still bothers me. I don't drive like that in my own hot rods today. No, I don't believe you should. I really don't. Hey, it's time. It's time. Let's do the email bag before. I think I got a couple minutes left here. Let's see. Let's go into the email bag and answer this email. Mark, have a problem with my son's Chevy Cavalier. It's a 2005 Chevy Cavalier with a little four-cylinder in it. Runs good, but has an oil leak now. Never, ever has it had an oil leak. I drove it to the shop, and they believe it is the transmission pan leaking. They gave me an estimate of $350 to do a complete transmission service. My question for them and you is that the fluid is not, well, it's not red. Its color is clear. Maybe a dirty clear fluid, but it is clear. I have no idea what it is, and I don't think the shop that I took it to gave me the right diagnostic. What are your thoughts? Jerry with both ears on. Hey, thanks, Jerry. He says, P.S., love your show, listening on the island. St. Thomas. Hey, oh, my gosh. Hey, congratulations. I appreciate it myself. Oh, my God. Jerry, thank you. Appreciate it. St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. Shout out to WVWI 1000 AM. That's 1000 AM, known as Radio 1. There are the Virgin Islands. Charlotte, St. Thomas. Hey, good to have you along on the island. Appreciate it. I'm running out of time, Jerry. I'm going to tell you right now, we got a clear fluid. That's power steering fluid that's leaking down on the transmission. That's what's going on. The power steering pumps are very unique on the back of that Chevy Cavalier engine, Jerry. What you got, it's mounted on the back where the valve cover is. It's mounted on the back above the transmission, and that's what's leaking. Have them take a look at the O-ring on the pressure line on that power steering pump. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate you emailing us from Virgin Islands. Ooh, that's warm there. Ooh, that feels so good. Well, thank you, everybody. That helps me. The garage door is going down. Of course, here on Auto World, thank you, each and every one of you, for helping me put Auto World together each and every week. My PR director, Bobby Biesser, of course, my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? Oh, know-it-all Jay, the loudmouth janitor. Thanks, Jay, for keeping it clean. And thank you, each and every one of you. Drive safe, motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.